Prodded It starts right now. I am Radio Ralph. Hey everyone, if you're stuck at home like you're supposed to be, then there may be some things that you need to get done at home. And so if you are stuck at home, then I've got some tips that will help you to be productive and get that anxiety and stress level down, because it's certainly up for many people. And I will, later in the show, I will get more into why I say you should be stuck at home, because you still should be following social distancing recommendations to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. And for those that say it's time to open business, or if you have a business and you say it's time to open, I have some reasons to why you should not open, or maybe why you should not visit that business that opens. But that's coming up later in the show. But the main thing that, if you are stuck at home like many of us are, there are many of us, me included, that are just not comfortable getting out in social gatherings right now for non-essential things. Again, if it's essential, such as going to the grocery store and, being an essential worker, then that's the only exception. Other than that, there's no need to get out for non-essential things. Going to a restaurant right now is non-essential. That is something that you should not be doing. You should be continuing to support local business by doing curbside and takeout. But visiting a business to dine in is a no-no. It should not be done. It is not the time to do that right now. And it just does not need to be done. And right now, in the state of Texas, restaurants are limited to 25% capacity. And for some small businesses, that would only allow them possibly 7 to 10 customers at a time. And so a lot of them are not opening because they think that it would not be something that would put a big dent in their financial difficulties. It's just something that they feel that they would profit more by continuing curbside and drive-through. So a lot of businesses like that are not ready to open back up. Now, there is a possibility maybe by the end of the month of May that Texas will ease more restrictions and allow capacity to be to 50%. And if capacity gets to 50%, I think that many small businesses that are only allowed 25% right now would reopen. And Again, I would advise against that. I don't think we are ready for that. Again, because there's not a vaccine and that's gonna be a while before we get that. But now that I'll get off my soapbox for just a moment and get back on it later on in the show. But if you are stuck at home and you have stay-at-home orders by your state or by your county, the number one thing that you got to do is move around. You gotta exercise. So maybe start your day with a workout, a shower, get a little breakfast, and again, this is for most of you that are staying home or even working from home. But exercise has got to be something that is kept. Even though most gyms are closed, there are things you can do at home. You can walk, you can jog, you can even go out and do that on a trail. Just maybe, wear a mask. Stay within 6 feet of the next person. Yeah, you can go out and jog and venture out of your home. Just maintain social distancing. And again, wear a mask or, face covering of cloth of some sort. But yeah, so get that exercise in. Get your morning shower, get you some breakfast, and then start to tackle your day. But the main thing is, you want to have a routine. Right now, with homeschooling and working from home and all sorts of other variables that get in the way of what your normal, maybe 9-to-5 schedule would be, you've got to maintain some sort of routine. And if you can't exercise in the morning, do an evening workout. Just do something. It's recommended that most people do, I believe, about maybe the minimum is 30 minutes a day, and the maximum would be maybe like an hour a day. But if you can get in 30 minutes a day, then you are meeting that criteria to help you out physically. Not only physically, but mentally as well, because exercise and moving around, it stimulates the mind, it gives dopamine, and it just improves your mood. It gets those muscles in your body, in your brain, to work better and function better. So I would highly recommend trying to maintain a routine that involves some sort of physical activity. And my next step would be to limit the news exposure. Especially if you have small children or you have kids around, limit the news coverage that you watch, because it's 24/7 coronavirus right now. You turn on ESPN, you're getting coronavirus while sports ain't being played. You turn on any cable news or any local news, it's coronavirus. So just limit the time that you check in on the news. I would recommend checking in on the news maybe first thing in the morning for a limited time, maybe in half hour to an hour or so, and then maybe don't even check it. Don't even check it until the evening, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Just get the information you need and get out. Just tap out. So that would be my recommendation, and I think that combined with physical activity, limiting your news exposure will help your mental health, because mental health is a big thing right now that we have to focus on and make sure that we don't stress. Because my next step is get plenty of sleep. You have to get plenty of sleep. You need to get plenty of sleep. And I'm guilty of this as well. I'm not getting the bedtime. I have the, let's say, daytime routine down to where it's more consistent from morning till the late afternoon. But my nighttime routine is a little out of whack. And so I'm trying to get that sorted out. But I am trying to get at least 7 to 8 hours, 7.5 hours, something like that. But the only problem is with that is I'm not getting it at the same time all the time. So I need to get that set where it's a regular time all the time. And that's, of course, messing up my evening because I'm napping on the couch because I didn't get enough sleep the night before. And I don't know if it's because of anxiety or whatever it could be that's not allowing me to wind down at night, but I need to be able to wind down and get that nighttime routine back in order. So the big takeaways is early in the day, have a routine. Move around, have an exercise routine. Get a little breakfast, get a little morning shower, get dressed as if you're going to work, if you're working from home or homeschooling or whatever the case may be. And if you are actually going to work, if you're an essential worker or, you know, your business is allowing you to open up, again, the same principles maintain. Get you that. If you have to get up a little earlier, have to go to bed a little earlier, get that exercise in, get that shower in, get that breakfast in. And if you can't do all that before you have to leave the house, again, you can do an after work routine where you work out after work, you shower after work, you have dinner, whatever your routine normally would be. That's what you have to follow. Again, limit nude exposure, check in the morning, check in the evening, and then, you know, tap out. And just get what information you need. Try not to be on a... I would personally avoid the cable news. I would avoid those because it gets into politics and we don't, that's it's not healthy. And so I would go to a local news that you trust, either a local news station or maybe like a network news, like ABC or CBS or NBC, something like that, that where all their focus is supposed to be just getting the facts out, getting the information out. If you go to these news networks, cable news networks, you got talking heads on there that are trying to sway you left or right or whatever it is. I would avoid that. But again, just limit your news exposure. Get a check-in in the morning, check-in in the evening. If TV ain't your thing, maybe just do a radio update, through a news outlet, do an internet check for updates, however you get your news, just make sure it's limited. And finally, Get plenty of rest, get plenty of sleep, and just try to wind down at night. Try to get that rest in. Try to get that sleep at the same time every night, so that way you're fully rested and you're ready to tackle the next day. And so those are the tips for being stuck at home. Now, the main reason I am against reopening right now is because I understand there's an economic issue. I understand that you've got to put food on the table. I understand all of that. But making the decision to open up the country right now should not be based on economic reasons. It should be based on science and health. That's it. Because if you go out to earn that dollar and you do it irresponsibly, or the sanitation is not right, or something happens and you catch COVID, and you don't survive it. Let's say you don't survive it. Then there are no more dollars to be made. If you reopen too quickly and you go out and you catch COVID-19 and you don't survive it, there is no more dollars to be made. I know everybody wants to rush out, but that's short-term thinking. You need to be thinking long-term thinking. Because right now, in the United States, there is simply not enough testing. There's not enough testing available. We don't know who's carrying it. We don't know who has it. And it's just not worth the risk. And the main reason I say stay-at-home orders need to be followed and you need to be stuck at home is because over 40 states are reopening, but they have not met the criteria put out by the White House. The White House said, in order to reopen, you need to have a 14-day period where cases are not rising, where they are falling, and you have no new cases. You have no new confirmed cases. Your case rate is falling, not rising. And in Texas, they reopened May 1st. There's a meme on Facebook that says, y'all can reopen May 1st, but I'ma stay in and see what happens to y'all first. And that's what I'm going by. I stand by that. It's not time to gather in social groups during social distancing. It's just not time yet. And
at least 45 states have started the process of reopening. many not meeting the White House's own multi-step guidelines to do so, guidelines that include testing and contact tracing. At least 45 states have started the process of reopening. Many not meeting the White House's own multi-step guidelines to do so, guidelines that include testing and contact tracing.
Again, states are reopening and they have not met the criteria put out by the White House. So, that should tell you everything. Now, I have not gotten a haircut since February. I was due to have a haircut around Easter time, but everything got shut down, and besides essential business or essential grocery shopping or an essential doctor's appointment, I'm going to stay in. I'm not going out. I have personally made the decision that summer is canceled as far as I am concerned. Summer is canceled. Maybe around August, I will rethink that and reconsider that, but at this time, travel will be very limited for me. Going to crowded restaurants or a retail store, it's a no-no, and it's not happening. Again, I'll continue to support businesses by curbside and pick up and delivery and all of that, but I'm not going to be ready to dine in. Not ready to dine in. Just not yet. And even movie theaters are open. What is the world? Why would you want to go to a movie theater right now? I don't get it. And there's even been some suggestion that the virus is airborne. So if you're in a restaurant, the air conditioning can actually blow the virus around in the restaurant. If you're in a movie theater, an enclosed movie theater, the air conditioning can blow the virus around. You can be 6 feet apart. But if you're breathing in that air, and the virus is in the air, the air conditioning is going to blow the virus around. And it takes 2 to 14 days for symptoms to be noticeable for COVID-19. I'm a little concerned because I recently went to a hot spot, but it was due to medical reasons. You know, everyone wore masks and all of that, but that was over a week ago, and I've been having really bad headaches, and some of the main symptoms of COVID-19 are cough, fever, sore throat, and headaches, and I'm just having pretty much headaches by themselves, and I don't know if headaches by itself is enough to warrant me being eligible to get a coronavirus test, but it is something I'm looking into, and I just want to say that I understand both sides. I understand those that want to reopen. I understand those that are not ready to reopen and want to stay home. So, if you're one of the states that are opening, just, again, follow social distancing. I would strongly encourage you to wear a face mask or a cloth covering. And for those that are not reopening, be patient. Just be patient. And that's going to wrap up this episode of Applauded It. And it has been a Radio Ralph production. For everything Applauded It, follow I Am Radio Ralph on social media. You can find on Facebook and Twitter at I Am Radio Ralph. And the Exploded It Facebook page. Signing off, until next time, I am Radio Ralph. Stay safe, everyone.